Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves renaming of Kerala as Keralam. Also gives nod to three multi-tracking railway projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. Supreme Court allows deployment of judicial officers from Jharkhand and Odisha for claim verification under SIR in West Bengal. National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners concludes in New Delhi with adoption of National Declaration 2026. Four top Naxal leaders surrender before police in Hyderabad. Delhi court sends Youth Congress president to four-day police custody in connection with protest at India AI Impact Summit. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan set a target of 165 runs for England in a Group 2 Super 8 match at Palakkale in Sri Lanka. And now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking projects worth covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said the projects are doubling of the Gondia-Jabalpur railway line, addition of the third and fourth lines between Punarak and Kiol in Bihar, and also the third and fourth lines between Gamharia and Chandil in Jharkhand.
Jabalpur se Gondia bahut hi important project hai, 231 kilometers ka hai.
The Jabalpur-Gondia project is a very important project with a length of 231 kilometers. It will significantly improve connectivity among Gondia district in Maharashtra and the districts of Jabalpur, Mandla, Sioni and Balaghat in Madhya Pradesh. Overall, this project will provide seamless connectivity from Varanasi, Prayagraj to Chennai, Bengaluru and Hyderabad, creating a complete north to south connection.
North se south ka ek pura connectivity ye project dega.
The minister said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet approved extension of existing north-south corridor from Gift City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. The minister said the Cabinet approved enhanced delegation to Power Grid from the extant guidelines on delegation of powers to Maharatna CPSEs for increasing equity investment threshold from 5,000 crore rupees per subsidiary to 7,500 crore rupees per subsidiary. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet approved minimum support prices or MSP of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. This will be the second visit of the Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. The Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Our special correspondent, Dheeraj Kakaria, has filed this report from Jerusalem.
Immediately after landing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister will be holding a private meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Rest of all the programs of the Prime Minister are organized in Jerusalem only. On day one, the main program is to address to the Israeli parliament Knesset. Narendra Modi will be the first Indian leader to address the Israeli parliament. He will also be participating in a community event where he is likely to interact with the people of Indian origin settled in Israel. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to take part in tech exhibition. Day 2 will begin with the visit to Yad Vashem. It is a Holocaust memorial. Thereafter, he will depart for a meeting with President Mr. Isaac Herzog. After bilateral talks with President, the Prime Minister will be having an extended meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Both leaders will be finalizing the documents of agreement and exchange of agreements in presence of both leaders. After this, Prime Minister is scheduled to depart for Tel Aviv and therefrom for India.
The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighboring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the apex court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges and asked the Calcutta High Court to seek judicial officers of similar rank from Jharkhand and Odisha. The court directed the Election Commission to bear the expenses for deploying officers from these two states. It also permitted the poll panel to publish the final electoral roll on the 28th of February and clarified that supplementary lists may be issued as verification progresses. The National Roundtable Conference of the Election Commission of India, ECI, and State Election Commissioners, SECs, concluded in New Delhi with the unanimous adoption of the National Declaration 2026. The declaration said, "Preparation of pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy, and transparent conduct of elections in an efficient manner strengthen democracy." It said ECI and SECs will work together to synergize the laws relating to the elections to panchayats and municipal bodies with those relating to the elections to the parliament and state legislatures. Earlier today, in his address, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar emphasized on pure electoral rolls.
A time has come now where the much needed synergies between the Election Commission of India and the state election commissions should be achieved without fail and without any further delay. In this era of technology and fast-moving information, it is of utmost importance that all of us, being constitutional bodies, discharge our duties with a single goal, and that is we all should be collectively able to provide each and every elector of this country a pure electoral roll, transparent and maximum ease of voting.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on Air app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In Telangana, four top Naxalite leaders today surrendered before the police in Hyderabad. In a blow to the Maoist leadership, Tipperi Tirupati Devuji, Politburo member, Malla Raji Reddy Sangram, Central Committee member, Bade Chokka Rao Damodar, Telangana State Committee Secretary, and Noone Narasimha Reddy Ganganna, State Committee member, surrendered before DGP B. Shivadhar Reddy. The DGP handed over 25 lakh rupees cheque to each surrendered Naxalite leader. More from our correspondent.
In a significant blow to the Maoist movement, CPI Maoist Politburo member Tipperi Tirupati alias Devji surrendered before Telangana DGP Shivadhar Reddy today. He was accompanied by the other top leaders including Bade Chokka Rao, Malla Raj Reddy and Noone Narasimha Reddy. During a press conference, the DGP revealed that 591 individuals associated with the movement have joined the mainstream over the past 2 years. He noted that only 11 active members originally from Telangana remain underground, some of whom are already in discussions with authorities to surrender. The DGP credited this trend to the call for peace made by the Chief Minister Revant Reddy during the Police Martyrs Memorial Day. He reaffirmed that the state government would immediately provide surrendered individuals with their designated reward and rehabilitation. Mankali Srinivas, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
A Delhi court today sent Indian Youth Congress or IYC President Uday Bhanu Jib to four-day police custody in connection with a protest at the India AI Impact Summit. Judicial Magistrate Ravi allowed 4 days of custody to the police to question Jib over his role in the AI Summit protest. Earlier on Friday, the police arrested Krishna Hari, National Secretary of Youth Congress from Bihar, Kundan Yadav, State Secretary of Bihar, Ajay Kumar, State President of Uttar Pradesh, and Narsimha Yadav from Telangana for holding a shirtless protest inside an exhibition hall at the summit. The protesters also allegedly engaged in a protracted scuffle with the security personnel and police staff deployed at the venue. President Draupadi Murmu called upon the private sector, philanthropists, NGOs and other stakeholders to join hands to build India as a healthcare destination and achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The president inaugurated the nationwide initiative titled Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, the president underscored the importance of health and highlighted various initiatives by the government in this regard, including the Ayushman Bharat scheme, under which 1.8 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been established across the country.
देशभर में 1,80,000 से अधिक आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्रदान कर रहे हैं। विश्व की सबसे बड़ी स्वास्थ्य बीमा योजना आयुष्मान भारत योजना के अंतर्गत करीब 12 करोड़ परिवारों को अस्पताल में भर्ती होने पर प्रति परिवार प्रति वर्ष 5 लाख रुपए का स्वास्थ्य कवर उपलब्ध है।
The president also highlighted Mission Indradhanush, TB Mukt Bharat and the PM Rahat scheme among others. She stated that seats in MBBS and medical colleges have been increased and AIIMS and medical colleges are being established in various places. The India AI Impact Summit and Expo in New Delhi provided a common platform for policymakers, industry leaders, innovators and startups to exchange ideas and showcase AI-driven solutions. The summit witnessed participation from over 500 AI leaders, more than 100 founders and chief executive officers, 150 academicians and researchers, and nearly 400 chief technical officers. The summit and expo recorded an overwhelming response with a footfall of over 5 lakh visitors. Talking to Akashvani News, Professor Rajiv Ahuja, director of IIT Roper, said that the India AI Impact Summit is the first of its kind and was highly beneficial for the youth of the country.
This is the first of this kind AI summit in India, and it's very useful for our youth actually, and especially in the agri sector, because we want to bring our youth in agri sector, and they are very technical savvy people. They can increase the productivity of their same land. They can have a 5 to 10 times more productivity.
On to sports now. In ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 165 runs set by Pakistan, England were 30 for 2 in 4.1 overs in a Group 2 Super 8 match at Palakkale International Stadium in Sri Lanka when reports last came in. Earlier, electing to bat first, Pakistan scored 164, losing 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves renaming of Kerala as Keralam, also gives nod to 3 multi-tracking railway projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. Supreme Court allows deployment of judicial officers from Jharkhand and Odisha for claim verification under SIR in West Bengal. National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners concludes in New Delhi with adoption of National Declaration 2026. 4 top Naxal leaders surrender before police in Hyderabad. Delhi court sends Youth Congress president to 4-day police custody in connection with protest at India AI Impact Summit. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan set a target of 165 runs for England in a Group 2 Super 8 match at Palakkale in Sri Lanka. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.